This is the Uncover You podcast, and I'm Eva Berunius. I'm here to help you navigate your transformational journey so you can experience the you underneath the conditioning and unconscious beliefs. You always find the show notes over at selfmasteryandbeyond.com. Let's get to the core of things. Here's today's episode. Hi, Karen. And thank you for being here with me and for your willingness and openness to record this episode with me and have a conversation around the process that we did a couple of weeks back, and a lot more about that in just a second. But first, just hi and welcome.
Hi, Eva. It's really nice to be here.
How does it feel if we start there? How does it feel to be here? Any emotions or?
I'm really relaxed, willing to talk about this because I think it's very good and healing for other people as well. So very happy to share.
So good because, like I told you when I reached out or just now, it's like this, the process that we did a few weeks back inside of, you know, one of the group programs in a coaching session there, it has kind of stayed with me because, you know, I've worked with you for some time and you've been in my programs for several years and a little on and off and coming in again. And like, so just to see you, like how far you come when it comes to moving through something that was pretty, you know, like intense, a core wound, something that was been deeply ingrained and something that's been repeated throughout your life, and how you were able to move through that quickly. And I was like, that stayed with me. And I was like, wow, it would be so beautiful to show that to other people. Like, if you practice the skills, this is where you'll end up, right? Or not end up, but it's, you know, this is how good it can get.
Yeah. And it does. It just gets better and better. And doing the practices, like, as you know, when we first started to meet, and well, we've known each other for many years now,
actually. We have, yes.
But really doing the work, more in the embodied work.
Yeah.
Like I quickly realized that all the more intellectual journaling and finding the parts that took me so far. But then when I went into the embodiment, that was making like the big difference. Like that was making the shifts. Yeah. Because in the beginning, even when I went into the embodiment, I realized that all the work that I was mostly doing was from, a dysregulated state. Yeah. So in the beginning, I really had to work on just regulating my nervous system because of so much trauma and stuff. Like, although I was doing the work, I was, you know, still doing it from that dysregulated state. Yeah. So that calming the nervous system, I spent actually months basically focusing on that. Yeah. Which was, I was actually just laying watching TV last night and I was thinking to myself, I'm so relaxed. Like my body before, I was thinking back that it was always sort of tense and, you know, just even in a relaxation state.
Yeah.
You know, I was almost living in that fight, flight, freeze mode. Right. And so just recognizing that how relaxed and calm I felt and just happy to be living, you know, and oh, it's great. I'm just relaxing watching TV. It's so cool, right? Like, you know,
yes.
I'm loving my tea and I'm loving my, you know what I mean? Yeah, like, geez, these cheesies taste so good, you know? Yeah, yeah, like, just like, life has just really become such, so much more joy. And then we're doing the 10 days of, like, pleasure. So I've kind of chosen to just find joy in every day. And so, yeah, it just keeps getting better for sure. But that was that coaching session ended up being quite a deep shift for a few things, more than just like there was aftermath of that. Yeah.
I'm so excited to hear more about that because, you know, I've gotten little glimpses or you reached out to me after and said some, so I'm so happy to get a little update on that. So before we jump in, and I want us to kind of like rewatch that process together, and the people listening will also get to hear that process. So before we jump in, could you give us just a little context, maybe a little background, whatever you're willing to share around this pattern, maybe how it showed up or how it's been showing up in your life, and like what was it that you kind of went into that session wanting to address?
Okay. So I had a very much a people-pleasing pattern, especially towards romantic relationships. I had, you know, there was abuse in my life, both from relationships and to myself because of this pattern. And I had done a lot of work around my yeses and nos and setting boundaries with people. And I was comfortable, like really felt comfortable in that I was able to set these boundaries. But I hadn't really dated because I took a long sabbatical from that because I was healing. And I needed that time. And so I felt I was ready and moving into that situation. And the pattern showed up. The pattern of the people pleasing. I could feel the tension in my body. Yeah, like that. You know, I don't know, is there more you want?
No, I think that's a really good context. And if I remember it correctly, it was also something around like saying no, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that didn't feel almost like available. Like, how do I know that this is actually a no, but can I trust it? And how do I say it? How do I speak the words?
Yeah. Yeah, very much. Where, like I say, I had learned to do that in other contexts. You know, with my family, with my friends, you know, with men, but not in a romantic way or, something more intimate.
Yeah.
Right? That didn't feel available to me because from my past, no meant I was going to get hurt, whether that be physically or emotionally. Yeah. And so that was still a part underlying there with a lot of fear around that, right? Which I did not really see. Like it was buried in the subconscious and it was bubbling up now that I was moving in this, path, right?
Yeah, now that you encountered a situation like that your nervous system hadn't been in for a while.
Right.
And now, ooh, there it is. There's the circuit. There's the neural pathway.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And can you tell me about that feeling? And you describe it so beautifully, right? That had been connected for you with a sense of like there's going to be pain, there's going to be hurt if I say no. So you like your mind understands why that's there. But can you describe like when you felt it is a no, but not being able to say it, or maybe not being able to trust it, like, what happened in your body, like, in that situation?
It was instantly, like, the whole tension in the whole body. Like, I could feel that because I'm much more connected to my body now. So I could feel that tension, that pullback, and also that feeling of, I'm going to say gagged. Like, also during COVID, I'll tell you this, that wearing a mask was a little bit traumatic for me.
Yeah.
Because of some things that had happened to me and stuff. So that was that feeling for me again. It was like, I'm gagged. I can't speak. I don't know what to say. You know, and then my little prostitute comes out there and is like, just make up these lies. And it's like, oh, no, no. We've done way too much work for this bullshit. Yeah. Right? Like, so there was parts having a definite conflict.
Yes.
About this. So, yeah.
But really feeling it, like I hear you describing, like, really feeling it in your whole nervous system, in your whole body. Absolutely. It's like, a big activation.
Mm-hmm.
Around saying the word no.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or even expressing my own desire.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because there's a no maybe to what the other person is asking, but then, like, what is it that I want that might be different from that?
Right.
Yeah. And did you have a, just to dig into this a little bit, but did you have a sense of what your desire was? Could you feel that? And it was just about the communication that was hard, like saying it out loud? Or was it also about, like, trusting that desire and that that was okay?
We're going to go into a little bit about that after, when I tell you the aftermath about that.
I love it.
So
such a suspense.
Maybe we'll wait on that one. Yes, that is, that this became a bigger piece for me.
Wow.
About what I want.
Yes.
Right? Because I got to see some belief systems that were there in my subconscious.
Yeah.
After. Yeah.
So good. So good. Such a cliffhanger. Can't wait. So what do you say we jump in and watch the process?
Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hi. Yeah, I guess I kind of want to talk about the multidimensional stuff too. I don't know if I want to share or I want some coaching or I just kind of felt the need to express. Mm. Of course, I've been living quite an amazing little journey. Like, it's like all these things that I've been wanting are coming to me. And one of the big wants was this longing for relationship of intimacy. And I, during my journeys, I had a beautiful man in Morocco, and that was lovely, but of course unavailable. And then I got home, and this man that probably 5 years ago I would have jumped all over, because he's, I don't know, doesn't matter. All of a sudden he's like there in my life and like wanting to be with me, and it's like, whoa, back off. And I'm feeling this part of me that's going into that, okay, I don't know that I want that, and I don't know how to tell you I don't want that, because that pleaser part of me is like, you wanted this. You're getting all these things that you wanted, but now it's like, hey, whoa, you know? And then doing a little bit of work, like I said, because I hadn't done too much while I was gone. So I was doing the masculine feminine inventory, and was like, wow, my masculine can really give that, my feminine, that love that it's been longing for, right? Mm. So yes, sex, of course, it was something that I was very much wanting and stuff, but now I'm at this place where it's like, okay, now I don't know that I want that. I don't like I don't want you on a permanent basis, but I feel like I might, I never want to hurt somebody because of my own hurt. Mm. Also, there's this pleaser part of me that's coming out, which is making me really nervous to see her maybe sacrifice what she really wants for someone else. And so, yeah, that's just kind of where that's at. And so it's like a bit confusing, feeling a lot of tension around that, feeling a lot of, you know, discomfort. I probably want you to tell me exactly what to do. Yeah, that's kind of where that's at. And I'm like so grateful to life for giving me these things I've been asking for. And it's like, oh, well, maybe I didn't want it quite like that.
Right? Yeah.
You know? And I had a lot of like traveling. There's lots of times where there's discomfort and different things. And I was using a lot of that. Sometimes my traveling partner would just repulse me, like just make me so upset. And I was using the existential kink of, hey, you know, like I kind of getting off on that feeling of being repulsed by you, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess I'm just spewing out all this stuff because I felt like it. I don't know what I'm looking for. I'm kind of maybe a little bit of coaching. The pleaser part, that scares me a bit when she's coming out because, you know, sacrificed a lot of myself doing that. Mm. Yes, I can feel that emotion coming up, like that fear. It's fear and it's like, fuck, I'm being inauthentic. This isn't really what, you know, that's kind of what's happening there.
Yes.
You know, I can be authentic around most people now and I still have a little, you know, like there's more trouble with men, but just in relationship and trying to navigate being comfortable around them. And it's like, I'm so, like, I mean, I'm mad at it. I'm ashamed of it. I'm fearful of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just want to spew that shit out. That's what's here right now.
Love it. Yeah. So just keep this channel open. Ooh, this is all welcome here and it's beautiful. Yeah. So what I'm hearing, and we're going to check in and see if this is, if I've heard it correctly. I'm hearing there's a people pleaser that wants to kind of step in and take charge a little bit, and other parts that are afraid of it, sometimes angry with it because it made, like, it was overriding other parts. So there are some, yeah, there are some emotions in there around the people pleaser itself, and it's showing up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Parts around the people pleaser and the just that, you know, what I really want, allowing somebody else to kind of move me into where I don't really want to go, you know, like, oh, I want to come over. Okay, but I don't really want you to come over. You know what I mean? Like, I find myself going, okay, because, and then that And then I'm angry at myself and I'm nervous about it.
Yes.
Those parts are just being seen. They haven't really had an opportunity to arise for a while.
Yeah. And I just want to give you this as a bit of a container. What you are describing is, I've seen it so many times, and it's a phase of healing that is happening. That this is coming up at all is because you're starting, you're healing an old wound that would, before, that has the history of abuse and, you know, a lot of things. And that voice, and maybe even that survival state that we didn't have access to before.
Yeah.
Fight or flight. That were shut down by freeze or fawn. That is what is right now under the surface. Yeah. And it wants to come up and it wants to speak. It's like, no, I don't fucking want to. Or like, I feel uncomfortable and I don't want this. And that is brilliant. Can you see how big that is?
It feels really strong.
Yes.
Like there's a part that's stepping up. It's like my masculine is stepping up for my feminine, saying, you don't have to. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do.
Yes.
Like, I still find myself maybe moving a little bit doing that, but there's this part where I could just settle myself and say, you do not have to do anything you don't want to do.
Yes.
There's no pressure there. So these parts are having a conflict right now. Well, but actually they're working together too.
I feel that they're like moving through their little edges.
Yeah.
And finding new ground for all of them. And of course, then they will have to move through a bit of a conflict or a bit of a like, who takes the lead here? What do we do in this situation?
Yeah.
Automated responses will step in, but then like, no, actually, like this is not what I want. So I have the sense of like, I want to give some love and attention to the people pleaser as well. But right now what felt like it came up strongly is that sense of wanting to say fucking no. Is there anything with that you would like to just use this space for, even if it's one word or three sentences of just like practicing and let that energy come through, and you can bring it all the way up to 100%, you know, or 50, wherever you want to go, but just to feel safe to express from this energy.
I don't have to do anything I don't want to do. This is my experience. This is my life. I am in charge of it. I don't have to please you. And it's okay if you walk away from me. That's okay if you don't like me. I don't want to hurt you, so I have to tell you the truth. This is me. This is a no. This is a hard no. I'm doing my thing my way. And you know what? You're not meeting my expectations. You're not where I want, what I want. That's it. You know? I love you and leave ya. Like, sorry. I'm okay with that. I'm okay to let that go. I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry if you hurt. I can't hurt. I don't want to feel uncomfortable. And the answer is no. I'm not coming. I'm not going over there. I'm not kissing you when I don't want to. I don't want to be touched if I don't want to. I don't want any of that. And that's it. Here's my boundary. But I also want part of that the way I want it. I do want to be kissed. I do want to be touched on my terms. I want those things.
Is that part of the fear? Is that part of a fear that, like, we're shutting the door to, that we're saying no to being kissed, to being loved, to being appreciated, to have affection?
You know what? It's future tripping. It's like, this isn't the perfect person for me. Right? So don't play in the sandbox. You might get stuck in it. It might become quicksand. You know what I mean? And I want to give myself the permission to play without feeling like it becomes quicksand.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah. So there are some different layers and pieces in here. And I also want to, like, stay a little bit with this stronger, like, the one that's never said no, right? So, how did it feel right now to say this?
It's in the chest. There's some tightening in the chest. Like, it just feels like, rejection. I might be it's the rejection, the abandonment, going both ways, like in and out. It's like fear of being judged, of being out of the tribe, of not having anybody of.
Yeah.
Yeah. My shoulders are going up.
Yep.
Not tight.
Yeah. You're really at the core now. Okay. This is the fear. This is why the no hasn't been available. So you sitting with this fear, and I know this is the medicine. Feel it.
I'm scared shitless.
There you go. Yes.
Yes, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Scared shitless. Damn, that feels good.
Oh, yeah, I can feel it. Hi, the part of Karen that's been scared shitless for all these years. We're just going to let this part of you that's been this scared all this time and is feeling the fear right now to be so held. Hey, darling, you're not alone. Yes. Yeah.
She's little and she's young and she's afraid.
Yes. So just let her know that this is so beautiful. Yes, being human is sometimes to feel so alone. But I'm here with you as you're feeling this. Let her know that. I'm here with you as you're feeling it.
It just feels like there's a huge inner strength coming underneath that too. Just right from the pussy, like holding that, just
yeah.
I don't think I wanted to see it as fear. I don't want to be afraid anymore. But it's okay.
Right. It is okay. The fear is also okay.
It's okay.
Yeah.
felt really good. Get at that.
Yeah, I can feel just the waves of energy. Like a big, like, Antarctic ice that is kind of like moving and melting and So what would you like right now? Is there anything else that want to be expressed or shared from here or just sitting with this?
No, I feel really complete. I feel really good about it. I feel really that it's okay to be this fearful and I don't have to figure it out in my head. Just go with my feeling at the time and trust it and say it and be my authentic self no matter what.
Because
I can't be anything else anymore. I've gone too far.
And if there's anything I'd like to leave you with, it's give yourself maybe 2-3 no and anger sessions even before you communicate to the other person. Because that way, just put on a piece of music and like scream from 1,000 voices that no that was never expressed. All the way down from the earth, up through your pussy, through your lower back. Yeah.
I can really feel that's coming from ancient places.
Yes. Yeah. It's not just about you.
No.
You're moving the energy for 1,000 women, for ancestors, for the earth, for Mother Earth itself.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how it feels.
Yes. So really go there. Yeah. Connect with your pussy. Connect with the earth. Connect with all the thousands of voices and your pelvis. And you speak that no in a million ways.
Fuck no.
Fuck no.
Yeah. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
It was really helpful.
Because when you do that, it will also take a little bit of the edge out when you finally communicate it with another. You know, it can be just like, you know what? No, I'm not feeling it.
Yeah.
This is not right for me in this moment right now where I'm at and with what I want. So I'm sorry, but I'm a no.
It feels that simple right now. Yeah. Like a giant volcano just exploded and it's just warming the earth. And yeah, I don't know.
Amazing.
There's a lot of things there.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ava. I love you.
You're so welcome. Thank you. I love you too. Let me know how it unfolds.
I will. Mm-hmm. I will.
So here we are, following up to hear how it all unfolded. So, of course, just like watching this, how was that for you? What did you see or experience again?
Yeah, it was really cool to watch it unfold the way it unfolded. Like going from that confusion to getting to that fear to getting down to that really the deep-rooted fear and the core wound. Like, feels like you know, all that practice of saying no with other people was breaking off the branches, and here's the root. Here's the root, right?
Here's the big trunk of, yeah, and where it's been going down into the earth, yeah.
Yes, and it was just really beautiful to feel that for other women as well, like, you know, like, that was just very pleasing to me. And sometimes watching it, yeah, I could feel that tension because I could see myself having that tension. Right? So it's like, oh, I got to shake that out a bit. Oh.
Yeah. You know, but reliving it, re-experiencing it.
Really cool to watch. And yeah, I took your advice. So I, you know, kind of started practicing the nose, like for one, I spoil my grandsons quite a bit, right? Mm-hmm. And like, Grandma, will you get me a drink of water? No. You know, I'm like, my
you
friends,
do you have time? Full in you practicing. Have
time? No. Like, just no, right? So I was practicing.
How was that?
It was good. Yeah. It felt empowering, and it was funny too. There was some humor with it, right? Because it just felt so playful. Yes. You know, doing the work and playing too, yes. Right? Yeah, so there was that. And then when it came to the actual situation, I went in there with that, you know, like that feeling, fear still. The fear was there. The discomfort in the body was there. But I said the no. Like, I was like, you know what? Like, it's been fun to hang around with you for a while, but, you know, you're just, our lives are different and, you know, you're not for me. And it was totally discomforting. Yeah, completely. But I could be with that. Like, I had expanded enough to be with that uncomfortable. And I know that in future, that's just going to get easier because I know how this whole process works. Right.
Yeah.
It won't be so uncomfortable. And even if it is, that's okay. It's just that's what's going to be there. Mm-hmm. And another thing that came from that, I think when you noticed, or when I said that, man, 5 years ago, I would have jumped all over. Mm-hmm. I came to a realization that I had a fixed belief system of who it had to be in my life, what that had to look like exactly, certain ways. And these were actually, I have not chosen the most healthy partners, right? But still, that I found, okay, why did I gravitate to that? Okay, no, you know, like there's a piece there that I'm seeing from my subconscious. Now it's come to the surface that I have put in a box around what I want, right? And so now there's this big expansion of, okay, maybe that box can be a lot bigger, right? Mm-hmm. Of what I truly want. And also another opportunity to play where I'm not like ruling out things so much or having to want us or looking for that certain thing. So I think that core room was still attracting me a little bit to that kind of person.
Yeah.
And I just feel that it's gone. It's evaporated. It's a whole new game.
It's a
game.
Whole
the rules game. Have changed.
I love this. So when you say like that little box that you used to have where you would put all the must-haves or like this is what this person and this is what I want, and now you say that box is bigger or different, can you give examples like what used to be in the box and what is in the box now.
Okay. So, like I told you, I had a little fling in Morocco, and he was quite a bit younger than me, and it was super fun. And, but it was like also that, like, that's a no, like younger men are a no. And, you know, I kind of like that sort of burly, tougher kind of guy, right? Like, that's what I thought I'd like. That would I would be attracted to, and such, and certain, you know, I guess characteristics and financial situations, lots of things. I had just like had this one image of being there, and then, you know, yeah, that's. Am I explaining that well?
Yes. Yeah. No, yeah. What I'm hearing is like before you had decided, or a part of you had decided, this is what I like, and this is a no, and this is a yes, and this is what I'm looking for.
And more from programming.
Yeah.
More from programming of what that should be, instead of just living life and allowing love and playing with whatever I want, whatever turns me on.
Right. Because now it shifts from a concept of the mind that, yeah, the unconscious programming might have put into place, to what you're describing as a feeling. How does it feel in the moment?
Yes.
Without me knowing if that's got dark hair or blonde hair or like a number or an age to it. It's just like, exactly. How does this feel?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So it feels like a really big expansion for me. That, you know, just more doors. Yeah. I'm doing this work, more doors open, right?
Yes.
From being in this little box of fear and everything else to like this, just, you know, like slowly, whoosh, yeah. I'm doing the hand movements, which you won't see, but
the expansion, you know, something growing
expansion.
Bigger.
Yeah. Yes. And more room for new experiences. And, you know, like really, I'm seeing, that gave me a great insight on seeing my growth in just allowing life and being me, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And how much that box has grown, right? You know, where it used to be the size of a dice, it's now bigger than my house. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
And how would you say that? You say like it's totally evaporated, it's totally gone, like that old little dice-shaped box and that programming and those beliefs. How would you describe, like, knowing that? What's the feeling of, like, it's gone?
That is almost wordless, because it is a feeling.
Yeah.
It is just an expansive feeling, a heart-opening feeling, even that willingness to be in discomfort, all of that.
Yeah.
I know, like, it's just a knowing and a feeling that, you know, okay, game changer. We're at another crossroads here. Game changer.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
We play the game on a different level now.
Yeah, I up-leveled.
Yes.
Yeah. Like the video game, I definitely...
Yeah,
I think I beat the boss on that one.
Right?
Yeah, that's how it feels, right?
Yes.
And I'm also open to the fact that I may find discomfort again or move back into, you know, certain patterns, but I'm aware and I'll be able to watch it. That hunter's there. She's going to see that, right?
Yes. And I hear a trust in yourself. So, and almost like maybe one of the biggest changes in this, because you came into that session which is so understandable, right? Feeling a little bit of mistrust in yourself, or parts were feeling mistrust with other parts. It's like, absolutely, what's going to happen if that people pleaser comes up and I won't be able to be true to myself and take aligned action? What if that comes in and just overrides? So there was a sense of like, I don't trust myself in situations like these.
Exactly. Yes, that's what was coming up.
And now what you're expressing is like, well, bring it on.
Like, exactly.
I'm here to have the experience. And I know that more of that expansion and more of that feeling of freedom will come out of this.
Yes. Yeah. That's exactly it.
Yeah. So just want to give a little, like, for me, when I was rewatching this as well, and what I remembered from our session is like, you move through a lot of layers in a short time, right? So now I even made little notes to see like, okay, there's a lot here. So first it was like this feeling the people pleaser, like there it is, and there's the reaction, the impulse of it, like saying okay when it really is no, I don't really want to. And then like the fear about the people pleasing taking over.
A confusion in that first level. There was
some,
you can see there was some confusion going on there.
Right. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And then like what's gonna happen if this people pleaser, and there was even like an anger with the people pleaser, right? You've been holding me back from saying no, or from having boundaries, or from navigating these relationships in a way that keeps me truly safe. So yes, like you were moving through the emotional layer of that. And then as you did that, and as you allowed all of this to be felt, and just for people listening, this is like applying the four pillars in a very rapid speed, right? It's like putting them all together and like, ah, there's a part of me. Now I can see it. I'm not identified with it. Ah, okay. Now I can turn towards it. What is it that it's feeling? So it's like, instead of slowing everything down that we need to do a lot in the beginning, right? Because we're like, what is going on? And I'm separating out from these dreams that has been so intertwined inside my inner universe. And in the beginning, we need to slow things down. But here, you were just like moving through the layers, right? And then you hit that layer of anger, of like, oh, actually underneath that people pleaser, now that that has been allowed and been felt, oh, there's anger, there's that no, there's that fight, there's that get the fuck out of here, get off of me, get, you know, like all of the, this is a no, don't touch me this way, don't.
Yes.
And then it was even more. It was like underneath that, once you've allowed that to be felt and that anger, it was like next layer opened up, because this is what I see happening, right? Always in these processes, when we allow for one feeling and one layer to be felt, now it's like the next layer is unfolding or showing itself to us. So then underneath, it's like, oh my God, and here's what's been driving that. This whole pattern, here's the fear about being abandoned, yes, about being rejected. And this is how painful that has been. Like it's been down here in a little pressure cooker underneath all these other layers, but driving these other layers. But here it is, like so much loneliness and sadness and just this, like, feeling that abandonment, feeling that rejection.
Yes, exactly. And that deep fear, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was getting pushed down a bit.
Right.
The fear didn't want, I don't know, like, wasn't quite ready to see the fear, or maybe I didn't want to see the fear, because it's like, I've done, I'm not that anymore.
Right.
I spent so much time fearful. So I was keeping a lid on that.
Exactly. Unconsciously, exactly. And now I wrote that down too, because you could see, you said that so beautifully. You were like, huh, I wasn't willing to notice this fear or something along these lines because I was so done with feeling all that fear. Like I'd done that, so I didn't want to feel it again. And this becomes, of course, like an unconscious rejection of that layer. It's like, no, we're done with the fear. We're not a victim anymore. So then it needs to stay in the shadow. It needs to stay hidden.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, the favorite moment in all of this, it was a lot, but is that you describe, you know what, now, like underneath all of that, I feel this, like this power, this strength kind of returning. And I would say that's how tangible this is, right? It's like we think that these layers make us weak. We think that these wounds and these emotions make us weak. But when we're willing to feel them, it's like, blah, our personal powers start to fill that space again, start to rush in. And that is that feeling of aligning, right? With integrity, like here it is.
Just as you're saying that, I'm getting a whole rush right from the pussy to the top of my head. Like, yes, I can feel that right up my spine.
Just, yes.
That's exactly, yeah.
All the energy centers kind of like vroom, opening up, coming online and like tuning themselves and like, boom, here we are.
Yeah.
Yes.
Perfect.
So good. So, and it's funny. I mean, this is inside of being me, right? The longer program that you've done a couple of times too. And that's why, you know, in there we do sexual energy activation. That's why we talk about pussy, right? And that's why I was like, ah, that's a power center. It has a consciousness on its own. And when that comes back online, it's like, that's the creative power in our body. So that's why also you're describing it. It's like, okay, there it is. There's my life force, like pwah, coming back and traveling through the whole body.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly it. And I've been doing a lot of like the Februarys, we were doing a lot of pussy practices and such. And I almost like, it's like, holy shit, men are coming out of the woodwork all over the place. Like I was getting all these opportunities. It's like, wow, I'm just opened up something and it's obviously being sent out in my pheromones or something.
Right? Like your whole energy field is now like vibrating with that. Yeah. That's the turn on, right? It's like turning your lights on and you're like, I'm at home in here.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, so good. So just, you know, the last piece that I would love to finish with is, okay, so you were able to move through all these layers and hit, like, get to a core wound and kind of, and for your body and for your system, kind of like empty it out. Like here it is. Now it's been felt and I feel the transition. I feel the power returning in like 15 minutes. What would you say? Like, because I know that it didn't start it that way. That you were just like, oh, let's just move through the layers of a core wound in 15 minutes. So what would you say for you have been the skills that you have needed to practice to get to this point?
Well, you know, like I can't say enough about like all the programs, like even Beyond the Mind was such a good of regulating my nervous system, right? Mm. Like that was just huge, right? And then with that, learning to do that, like, and identifying with parts, right? And just working on that constantly, like being that hunter warrior, watching for those parts and what are they saying? So that just stepping away from that again and again and again until it becomes, you know, like catching it just maybe a few times a day, to catching it within an hour, to catching it, you know, really quickly when the mind goes on its own little journey, and coming back to myself and just watching those parts. So yeah, that has been really huge for me. Mm-hmm. Of course, like I think I've done 3 rounds of being me, but just keeping doing the practices, simple as that. Yeah. Like, and if I don't want to, I don't.
There you go.
You know? And really feeling into those yeses and nos like that. Maybe the first round, I kind of got it a little bit. Second round, it's like, okay, now I'm grooving, I'm feeling this. But like now it's like, yeah, that's really there for me. Feel that in my body. I would say that it's almost for me, like almost an instant thing, like my yeses and nos. Like I can feel that right, like in my womb, my yes and no, womb, stomach. And then if I bring it up into the head, then that's when the discussion starts, right? Where I just like just stay with that feeling because it's quiet and it's real.
Yes.
And it doesn't repeat itself a lot like the mind does.
Right. And it's not trying to convince you like the mind does.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The mind has a lot of opinions and reasons to why you should be doing it this or that way. But like the body is, it's telling the truth. It's just like, I'm a yes or I'm a no, or I'm a possibly maybe if this, this, and this is in place.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think those are some of my key work and to get to that point.
And you talked about it in the beginning also of this conversation, like the embodiment, because that you're doing really beautifully in this process that we just listened to, of you're so willing to be there and feel what this part of you is feeling, right? What this layer is. And I would say that that's a skill that we often have so much protection around, right? Like, no, 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 don't feel that. Don't go there. There's a lot of fear around feeling. So when I see you do that so masterfully, it's like it shows me this willingness that you have grown into trusting that process of just like, yeah, I'm just going to feel it. It might be uncomfortable, but I know what's on the other side.
Yes, very much. Like when I started to allow the grief to come, oh shit, man, that was a 6-week process maybe of like bawling and just allowing myself to, and falling apart whenever I wanted to, and just just really going into that too.
Yeah.
And rage as well. That was another one. Mm-hmm. It didn't take quite as much time as the grief did, but really feeling into that rage. And I mean, I still do those things, but I don't have to do it for that amount of time.
Right, because it was like a well that had been building up that needed to be emptied out. And I think that's why we can move through these layers faster, right? Because it's like, oh, there it is right there. I'm willing to feel it. Like I can feel it. I'm holding space for it. And after a while, it's also coming with less intensity in that sense of like, this is not a lifetime of anger and grief.
Exactly.
Like in this process, sometimes we tap into a collective channel of anger or a collective channel of grief, right? Our grief, our sadness or our anger is not just ours, but it's like, ah, there it is in the whole collective dream. And I'm like moving a lot of energy through by feeling it.
Absolutely. Fear is a big one there that I can get from the collective, and I can process that myself.
Yes.
Without getting sucked into the collective fear, you know?
Yes.
And I know it's not like just me personally. It's much bigger.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So good one.
Good one.
Yeah.
Such a good one. And no, and I see this like this confidence or trust in yourself, like we talked about, like, no, I can be with this. There's like that inner leadership. If yes. something comes up or if a situation shows up, I'm going to use that to alchemize the shit out of this. I'm going to feel all the layers so that there can be more freedom, so that there can be a bigger box, more expansion, more joy, more of that beautiful nervous system regulation of just enjoying the goodness.
Yes. Of everything. Yeah.
Of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Well, what was it? There was something I was just going to say there. Lost it, but. Oh, well.
Let me know if it comes back.
Okay. Yeah.
Anything else before we finish? Something that you want to share or ask or let people who are listening know or whatever you feel called to?
I'm so grateful for this work and where it's taken me. It's so worth it to do the processes. I mean, you have just no idea the difference that it can make in your life, you know? Like, people talk about the law of attraction and thinking all these things and stuff, but it comes when you're ready for it, and it's just easy. You know, it just, life becomes easy and peaceful. Not that it's perfect.
Yeah.
It's okay, you know. But it's so worth it to do these things for yourself. Like, give yourself this gift to heal for you and for everyone. Yeah.
Investing some time and energy into learning these skills, like, pays back 1,000-fold, right?
Oh, it's priceless.
Because you'll be able to navigate life completely different. Not only are you able to empty out these wells of wounding and programming and conditionings that you've been carrying, but now your whole relationship with life itself, with yourself, like moving forward from here, being able to be in your life, to fully experience it, to be you in this life.
That's the one. It just came back to me. What I was going to say was, I had, like, I couldn't even make a decision when I first started because I had zero trust in myself, really. It was like every decision was life and death and fearful. And now it's like, okay, you're going to make a decision. You're going to do this and whatever. Maybe it's going to turn out good and maybe it's going to be shitty and that's okay because there'll be another one later, right? It's not life and death and so fearful to make a decision. It's not that important anyway.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just going to be another learning experience. Yeah. So there's that.
I love that. That is such a beautiful kind of image of the difference from being squeezed of fear in all these different situations, from navigating life and feeling this confusion and like, I need to get it right. And, oh, what if I choose the wrong thing? Da, 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 to like, you know, let's play.
Exactly. not life or death, right?
Right.
And it's going to be life and death anyway, so might as well live it.
Exactly. That's what I'm here playing anyway. I'm here playing life. I'm here playing death.
Actually.
Yeah. I love this conversation, Karen. It was so great to revisit that process, to kind of break it apart a little bit and see what was going on in there, and to have the follow-up with you and see like what is everything that has been coming out of that. And it was literally like spending those 15-20 minutes that we did in that conversation, then have these huge ripples. And of course, I mean, not to take away from all the practice you've done before, right? You've been practicing these skills to be able to get to that point where you're moving through it that quickly. But then having that moment where you're willing to go through the layers, feel them, and then having the effect of that just ripple out into all these corners of your being and your unconscious, and like wiping out old belief systems about who you should be with. And yeah.
Oh yeah. That one was a bulldozer for sure.
Right.
Yes. Great. Excavate me.
Let's go in.
It was wonderful to have that guidance through it too. Mm. You know, but yeah. That might have taken me longer. You know, but with the programs and the guidance is very helpful.
Yes.
Sometimes you're just not too sure where to go with that, right?
Right. And yeah. In our system, just as you describe with the people pleasing pattern, it just shows up, right? So there's even like this hesitation or a nervous system activation that keeps us from going somewhere. So just mm-hmm. then having someone saying, this is okay, like it's safe to go here. And what are you feeling now? Like my job is pretty simple in that sense. Like I don't do a lot. I say, that's great. Keep going. And what are you feeling now? Like if you just use those three sentences, like with yourself as you're moving through a process like that, it will get you far.
Right. I'm going to do that for sure. a little hack,
right? And what it does, right, is taking us out of that old program that used to relate to these layers and say, no, this shouldn't be here, and I shouldn't feel this, and I don't want to feel the fear anymore, and all of that. So we're allowing it, right? Which is the big secret behind the four pillars, right? It's to train your nervous system, to train your consciousness, your awareness, and to train your emotional body to process something with loving awareness instead of the conditioning of resisting it, rejecting it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it might sound fancy with four pillars of the embodied self-mastery, but that's really what it is. Like, it's just a way to practice being there, processing something with loving awareness.
Yeah, it's put together beautifully, that the alchemy. It's very user-friendly, let's put it that way. Yeah.
Instead of the overwhelm and confusion.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I'm so grateful for this conversation, Karen. Thank you so much, also, for your openness and being willing to share this with us and with people just listening. I appreciate you so much, and just thank you from the bottom of my heart.
You're so welcome. It was a pleasure to be here, and thank you from the bottom of my heart for all your beautiful teaching.
You're so welcome. My pleasure when it's received in this beautiful way and just, you know, made alchemy with. So
perfect.
Thank you, and see you soon.
Okay, I'll probably see you tomorrow in alchemy.
There you go.
Okay.
Thank you for listening. And if this was helpful to you, I appreciate a review in the podcast app that you're using. Until next week.